So let's review. We began our shiur with Dorosh Rav Nachma bar Rav. Ma'idichsev v'yitzar Hashem elikim es ha'odam. The word v'yitzar in this pasuk, and Hashem created man, is written in the Torah with two yuds. The Gemara gives two explanations. Amar Shimon ben Pazi, oiloi miyitzri, oiloi miyitzri. This double yud alludes to man's constant struggle between the conflicting demands of his creator and the yitzhara. It's as if he's saying, woe to me from my creator, who will punish me if I succumb to my Yetzirah and commit sins, and woe to me from my Yetzirah, from whom I constantly suffer temptation. The second explanation, Amar Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, du partzufin bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'Adam HaRishon. The double yod alludes to the fact that Hashem created Adam HaRishon with two figures, one male and one female, that were joined back to back, and they were later separated into two separate people, as it says, Ochor v'kednim tzartani, front and back you formed me. The Gemara then cites another pasuk which refers to the creation of Chava. Vayivan Hashem elikim es hatzela. Then Hashem built the side that he had taken from Adam into a woman. We have machlokes regarding the meaning of es hatzela, the side. Rav Shmuel, chadam partzuf, v'chadam mezanav. One said that hatzela, the side, means parts of a figure. Hashem created Chava out of the female figure that was initially joined with Adam, as Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar taught. The other Amari said that hatzela refers to zanav, a tail. Adam initially had an appendage, which was then cut off and fashioned into Chava. The Gemara notes that the pasuk Ochor v'kedem tzartani, back and front you have formed me, seems to support the one who says that Adam was created with two figures. The Gemara, however, goes on to explain other ways to interpret this pasuk. The Gemara then cites several other pasukim that seem to support one opinion over the other. However, the Gemara reconciles all of them with both opinions. One of those pasukim is the pasuk Vayivan es hatzela, Hashem built the side. It seems to support the one who says that she was fashioned from Adam's tail, hence the term built. According to the one who says that Chava was a fully fashioned female from the beginning, why does it say that she was built when all Hashem did was separate her from Adam? The Gemara answers that Vayivan refers to the fact that Hashem braided Chava's hair before bringing her to Adam. The Gemara also says that the words Vayivieho el Adam and Hashem brought her to Adam teaches the following. Melamed shenasa kodesh bohu shishbin lo Adam rishon. It implies that Hashem prepared hard for the wedding, and made the necessary wedding arrangements. The Torah thus teaches us that a prominent person should be comfortable making wedding arrangements even for a person of lesser prominence. Continuing the topic of Adam HaRishon, Rav Nachum Yitzchok says that it is logical to say that when Adam and Chava originally joined back to back, that Adam walked in front and Chava followed from behind. For Braisa taught, Lo yahalach Adam achari isha baderech v'afal ishtoi. A man should not walk behind a woman in the street, even if she is his wife, thus, it would have been inappropriate for Chava to take the lead and for Adam to follow. The Gemara later says, Manoich was ignorant, for it states that he followed his wife. However, the Gemara says that this is not to be taken literally. Rather, it is to be understood as he followed her advice. Other teaching related to this topic, one who follows behind a woman as she wades through a river, he has no share in the world to come. Hamaratza mo'is li'isha miyodoy li'yodo, k'dei l'stakelba, lo yinok medina shogahenem. One who counts out money for a woman from his hand into her hand, in order to gaze at her, will not be spared from the judgment of Gehenem, even if he has learned much Torah and done good deeds. Shenema, yad li'yad, lo yinok ira. This alluded to in the verse, hand to hand, he will not be spared from evil. Amr b'yechanan, achari ari v'lo achari isha. B'yechanan said, better for one to follow behind a lion than to follow behind a woman. The Gemara cites several more teachings about the Yetzirah. We now return to the Mishnah, which explains the first pasuk of Vahavta as follows. Vahavta Hashem lekecha, you shall love Hashem, b'chol levavcha with all your heart, which means, b'shnei yitzrecha, b'yetzir toiv u'b'yetzahara, with both your good and evil inclination, u'b'chol nafshecha with all your soul, which means, afilu hu noitel es nafshecha, even if he takes your soul, and b'chol meidecha, and with all your wealth, which means, b'chol memaincha, even if all your money is taken from you. An alternative explanation is, b'chol midu u'midu shu moided lach, have a moided lach. With any measure that he meets out to you, you shall thank him. Both words, mida and moida, are alluded to in the word moidecha. The Brice in the Gemara quotes Rabbi Kiva as the author of the explanation of the words, b'chol nafshecha, you shall love Hashem with all your soul, to mean, afilu noitles nafshecha. Even if he takes your soul from you, you should still love Hashem. The Gemara then cites a lengthy story about how Rabbi Kiva himself fulfilled this teaching and was ready to sacrifice his life al Kiddush Hashem in sanctification of Hashem's name. The Gemara relates how Rabbi Kiva defied the Roman government's decree against studying Torah. He would gather public assemblies and teach Torah. He was eventually caught and sentenced to be executed. At the time of his execution, as the Romans were combing his flesh with iron combs, it was the time to recite the Shema. Rabbi Akiva was getting ready to be Mekabel El Malchus Shemayim, to accept the yoke of heaven upon himself, and he said, "Kol yomai hiyisim etzdar ha-posikze." All my life I was anticipating this interpretation of Uvachol Nafshecha, afilu neitlas nishmascha. Even if he takes you in the Shema, and I would think, Masa yovel liyode vakimena, when will an opportunity present itself so that I can fulfill this mitzvah? And now that it has come, shall I not fulfill it? Rabbi Akiva said Shema, and he drew out the word Echad, and until his neshama departed, a bas kol emanated from heaven and exclaimed, "Ashrecha, Rabbi Akiva, sheyatzasa nishmascha be'echad. Fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva, that your neshama departed as you were saying the word Echad." The next halacha taught in the Mishnah was, it's forbidden for one to act with kalus roish, with levity, while facing the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis, since it is aligned with the doorway of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara explains the parameters of this law and exactly where it applies. The Gemara also cites a related braisa that teaches that one may not relieve himself while facing the Beis HaMikdash or with his back to it. He must turn his body in the other direction. The Gemara goes into the parameters of this law as well, as to whether it applies only to places from where the temple is visible, or even to distant places.